The town of Halbrook always felt paused. Not abandoned, not broken, just waiting. Ethan noticed it first in the silence. Not the absence of sound. There was wind brushing softly through the brittle trees, a loose sign tapping against a rusted chain, the distant hum of power lines stretching further than they should have. But underneath it all, something missing. A rhythm. The kind you don't hear until it's gone. He stood at the edge of Main Street, keys clenched in his hand, unsure why he hadn't gotten back in the car and driven away when he still could. "Just a town," he murmured to himself. But the words didn't settle right. The storefront windows reflected him back in fragments, his face broken across dusty glass, his expression thinner than he remembered, tired, maybe older, or maybe just aware. A curtain shifted in the second floor window of the pharmacy. Ethan froze. The movement had been subtle, almost polite, like something trying not to be seen. "Hello?" he called. His voice carried too far, too clearly, echoing down the empty street as if the town itself had been hollowed out. No answer. Of course not. He took a step forward, then another. Each footfall sounded wrong, too sharp, too final, as though the ground itself were marking his progress, recording it. He told himself he was imagining things. People did that, filled silence with unease, let their inner thoughts twist shadows into threats. It was normal, rational, safe. A door creaked open somewhere behind him. Ethan turned. Nothing. Just the long stretch of road he'd come from, shimmering faintly in the afternoon heat. But the air had changed. He could feel it. A pressure, subtle, persistent, like the moment before a storm breaks, or the second before someone speaks your name from behind you. "You shouldn't be here." The voice was soft. Close. Too close. Ethan's breath caught as he turned again, slower this time. A man stood in the doorway of the hardware store. He hadn't been there before. Ethan was sure of it. The man's expression was calm, pleasant even, but his eyes? They didn't blink, not once. "This place," the man continued, his tone almost kind, "doesn't like to be noticed." A chill slid down Ethan's spine, settling somewhere deep and immovable. "I'm just passing through," Ethan said. The man lifted his head slightly, considering him the way one might consider a question with no good answer. "No one just passes through Halbrook." The wind picked up, rattling the sign above them. Tap. 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 Ethan swallowed, his grip tightening on the keys. "Then I'll leave." The man smiled. And somehow, that was worse. "You can try." The curtain in the pharmacy window shifted again. This time, Ethan didn't look. Because now he understood. The silence in Halbrook wasn't empty. It was listening. And it had been listening to him since the moment he arrived.